Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I'd like to welcome everyone who is joining us right now on the live stream, and I would like to also collectively welcome everyone here in service. For those of you who might not know who I am, my name is Pastor Teddy Santos. I'm preaching out of Baltimore Christian Faith Center, which is located in Randallstown, Maryland, just outside of Baltimore, in Baltimore County. And I just finished saying to the church, how the Lord is good. His faithfulness endures forever.
Hallelujah.
And we see time and time again the Lord reveal His faithfulness to us. Even though sometimes we fall, even though sometimes we come short, even though sometimes we do things we're not supposed to do, and many times knowingly that we're not supposed to do these things, yet the Lord is a merciful God, and He shows us mercy. Isn't the Lord great? Praise God. If I would be compensated, if I would be blessed, just solely based upon the good things that I do, I'd be in bad shape. If the Lord only blessed us for the good that we do, oh man, I'd be in bad shape. So isn't the Lord good? Hallelujah. All the time. Praise God. As many times as we fall and we come short, we bless His holy name for the love that He has for us. That's all I have to say. Praise God. Let's open this morning service with the word of prayer, shall we? Let's pray. Lord, we bless Your name this morning. Lord, we exalt You. Lord, You are worthy of honor and glory and praise. And we thank You, Lord, that we are able to communicate with You, Lord, whenever we want, at any given time. And Lord, we thank You, Lord, that You hear our prayers and You answer, Lord, our prayers. Just as the recent testimonies, Lord, have come about of the wonders and the miracles and the love that You have shown, Lord, for every single one of us. Lord, we thank You. Lord, we exalt Your name. We thank You, Father. And Lord, we worship You, and we will always worship You, Lord. Blessed be Your holy name. Be exalted, Lord, this morning. May Your people, Lord, hear and see You, and You alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, if you've noticed, the common theme for us for the past officially few weeks now has been prayer. It's been the theme here in church. It's been the theme in Washington, D.C. lately, which was great. The results also have been great. And it will continue to be the theme moving forward, I personally believe. The Lord placed it in my heart for me to speak about prayer, the power of prayer, how we can conquer, how we can fight, how we can labor, how things could be done, how things happen, how the Lord hears your prayer. And then I've just gone off a little bit on it and been talking about it for the past few weeks now. I am going to wrap this up. The series that I have been doing, which is the Spirit-Filled Prayer. And for the last couple of weeks, I've been opening up on Galatians chapter 5, and we've been covering a set of verses, but I want to do something slightly different today. I'm not going to read the entire verse again. Brother David, I don't have that in my list. Can you put up a verse for me, please, in Ephesians? We're going to do Ephesians chapter 6. Now, I have been talking on Ephesians 6. I've been covering verses 14 through 20, but today I'm just going to cover verses 18 in a group of those, because I'm going to primarily be sharing with you out of this verse, the meaning of this verse, and wrapping this up on a spirit-filled prayer. Verses 18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication. This is key here. In the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Now, in the beginning of this series, I had asked the question, how important is it to you that every single time you pray, your prayer is answered? Your prayer is heard. As the testimony came through this morning, just a little bit ago, as a matter of fact, we have seen the power of prayer. We have just witnessed your prayers heard.
Amen.
Your supplications heard.
Amen.
And it wasn't just a once thing,
yes.
Right? It didn't just happen this one time, I'm going to pray about this and then that's it. We have been praying and pleading and calling upon the Lord for weeks now. I think it's translated to months already. Constantly. We have done some fasts, some visuals, some after church prayers. I've seen the sisters gathered right around here so, and praying and calling upon God.
Yes, Lord.
And the Lord has done more than what we've
Hallelujah.
Been expecting, right?
Jesus.
It has gone beyond. But ultimately, how important is it to you that every single time you pray, it doesn't just hit the roof and come back? It's elaborated right now in the opening verse that I just finished reading. Praying always with all prayer and supplication, which is what we have been doing, in the Spirit. A Spirit-filled prayer. I venture to say that for all of you, it's extremely important. I'm going to briefly touch on what I have talked about for the past 2 weeks. First, I spoke about the concept of prayer. What is the concept of prayer? It is speaking to your God. That's it. Understand that when you take the time to kneel down, when you take the time to seclude yourself from everything, you are talking with your God. Now, that's not just the only time, of course. We pray when we are laying down. We pray when we are driving. We pray when we're in front of our computers, right? We pray when we're cooking, right? I pray when I'm grilling. Yeah, I do. You pray when you're sitting down. You pray before your meal. You're always in communication with God. You could always be connected with God through prayer. It doesn't just have to be when you go and you lock yourself in your prayer room, commonly known as your prayer closet. It doesn't mean when you come here before service and you have 15, 20, 30 minutes before service opens and have that prayer time with God in His house. It doesn't just mean that. The concept of prayer is when you are speaking to your God. And then we talked about the content of prayer. When you are speaking to your God, what are you doing? Many things. Many, many things. You could be praying for a sick one, someone who might be ill. You could be praying for yourself, right? You could be praying for yourself. But you could be praying for a family member to receive their healing, or someone that you care about, or even your enemy. Lord, I know I don't like him, I don't like her, but Lord, heal them from their broken ankle. Right? Heal them, Lord, from this diagnosis that they just received. Whatever the case might be. Amen. You could be praying about financial reasons. If you have a financial burden right now, Lord, I need you to send me this amount because I cannot make it. Whatever the case might be. I need to cover this bill. I have a deadline. You could be praying about a particular burden that you might be having, aside from financial. You could be praying and supplicating for a family member. As we all know of a recent family member of mine who has received deliverance from God. Right? In between many things that we could be praying for, we could be praying for the election. We could be praying for our president. We could be praying about for people that are in office, praying for your nation, for your country, for your state, for your neighborhood, for the Lord to keep your neighborhood safe from burglary, from thieves, from fires, from explosions. Oh my. From COVID, right? There are so many things that we can be praying for. We could be praying for one another. Praying for your church, for your pastor, for the leaders, for the people that congregate, that come here. All of those things. And it's very also important, I talked about to an extent, both last week and prior, that it is somewhat important, okay, for you to be specific with your prayer. And why do I say somewhat? Because maybe you might be hinging right there on that word. Because the Lord does love very much when we worship Him. When we just come to Him and pray and say, Lord, I just love you. I love you so much, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. I glorify your name. You're awesome. You're beautiful. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for the beautiful flowers that you have blessed me with. Thank you, Father, right? And actually, that is in a way a direct prayer, right? When you are worshiping God. It's important for you to be specific, for you to be direct. Speaking of the concept of prayer. Content, my apologies, content. So these are things that we have been talking about for the past couple of weeks. And today I'm going to wrap it up to speak about the context of prayer. The Apostle Paul says that all prayer, all of our prayer, should be done one way. One specific way. The scripture is still up on the board. The hint is up there. Can you say which way our prayers should be done? The answer that I'm looking for is in the Spirit. Because God is what? God is Spirit. We can't pray to something that is, and I'm slightly out of focus here. Follow me real quick, please. Right here. There we go. Can you see this? I'm going to put it up against me because I'm in a dark background. There we go. For the folks that are watching right now. This is an item. This weighs about 5-6 pounds. Right? This is not a spirit. This is a thing. This is an element. Right? A physical element. Right? But we know from reading the scriptures that God is spirit, yes? And therefore, if He is spirit and we are talking to Him, we must connect with Him spiritually. Right? This is the context right now of spirit-filled prayer. In every single Christian, every single Christian's life is to be lived through the Spirit. Maybe you don't stop and you think about this concept. Maybe you don't stop to acknowledge and process how I can live in the Spirit. And this is what I'm going to talk about this morning. I admire folks who I have personally met, who have personally been in the office, that before a sermon, they were drunk in the Spirit. And they were drunk, like giggly drunk in the Spirit. And then they asked to be excused. You know, it's like, I'm fine. I'm just overcome right now with joy. And the Holy Spirit is downloading stuff on me that I'm going to share. And that creates an effect, right? Ephesians 5 says, be not drunk with wine, for it's dissipation, right? But then it says, but be filled with the Spirit, meaning you're overcome by it. You are possessed by it. It shows, it radiates, it's obvious. It's obvious when you're around someone who's intoxicated, drunk. You know, some of them turn a little red, bloodshot eyes. Their speech is a little funny. They smell funny. Right? They're overcome by that. They're controlled by that. Right? I don't want to say they're consumed per se, but you know what I'm trying to say. They're under the control of a substance. Now, let's flip that same verse. Let's flip that, but be filled. Right? When you consume alcohol to a certain degree, it thins out your blood. And then you become tipsy, you become or drunk, or you're just... Some people even pass out if they drink enough. But now, translate that now to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. You see where Paul is going with this? But be filled with the Holy Ghost. But now I want to bring to your attention in Galatians 5, 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If we walk, if we are connected with God, first I'd like to say one thing. The Lord has blessed every single one of us, mankind, humanity, with something called conscience. I even venture to say that it's a gift from God. Because your conscience can keep you from Hades, from hell, from eternal fire. If you listen to the voice of God, you will detour from things that you're not supposed to be doing. And to a lot of us, we translate that from being a conscious. And here it says, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh if you do one thing, and that is walk in the Spirit. And this is why I say, in the Christian life, every single day, this is how we are supposed to live. We are supposed to walk in the Spirit. And many of us have a hard time dialing in on that. But right now, I'm not going to spend a ton of time in how we're supposed to behave or act or do. I want to focus on prayer. Because if you are walking in the Spirit, and if you are constantly praying, that means that you are also praying in the Spirit. And believe me when I say, every single prayer, all prayer. And I'm going to emphasize the word all. All prayer is to be prayed in the Spirit. Because if they're not being prayed in the Spirit, do you think it's going past this ceiling? It's not. And this is why I asked in the beginning, how important is it to you that every single time you pray, you receive a confirmation, you receive an answer, the Lord hears, the Lord acts on it? This is how you do it. Through the prayer. Every single time you pray, it must be prayed in the Spirit. And when we speak of living in the Spirit and walking in the Spirit, we are referring to a life that is controlled by the Spirit. If potentially your question is, Pastor, how is it that every single time I pray, the Lord hears? How is it that I know that He listens? How is it that I know that I'm going to receive an answer? Not exactly receive what I ask is what I'm trying to say now, but at least an answer, an acknowledgement. This is how. By walking in the Spirit, by living in the Spirit, if that happens, only one thing can result. You are being controlled by the Spirit of God. And when the Spirit controls our lives, guess what? He reveals His control in our lives. He reveals it. And He reveals it how? I'm trying to go very slow here because there's a lot to be extracted from this. How does He reveal it? It's very simple. You know this. By the fruits of the Spirit. That's how. The Bible says that He's the vine and we are the branches, right? We're connected to Him. What happens to a branch when it's connected to, say, a tree? It blossoms, that flower, those leaves, that fruit. This is how you know. By the fruits of the Spirit in our lives. Can I please have Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23? But the fruit of the Spirit, here we go. This is how you know. It's love. It's joy. It's peace. It's patience. Otherwise, it's long-suffering. It's kindness, goodness, faithfulness. It's to be gentle. We can't always be gentle. Sometimes, long-suffering has to kick in before gentleness comes in. Continuing, self-control. Against such, there is no law. You can have an abundance of it. You can have as much as you want of that. And you can expound as much as you possibly can in all these things that we just finished reading. This is how you know. This is the fruit of the Spirit. This is how you know you are controlled by the Spirit. And when we offer prayer and make supplications for the saints in the Spirit, He will make His control of our prayer lives evident also. What does it mean to pray in the Spirit? Potentially you might be asking right now. It means that when we pray in the name of Jesus. That is how the Lord commanded us to pray. In John 14, 13 through 14 says this. And whatever you ask in my name, right? In Jesus' name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do. Do you see there? We pray in Jesus' name. Now, understand one thing. That does not mean that we can attach the magical words, right? In Jesus' name, at the end of all the prayers, and that God has to answer every request prayed that way. It doesn't mean that. Not at all. When we pray in Jesus' name, that means we ask for the things He would ask for. Which means we pray for things that would glorify the Father. When our Lord Jesus was on earth in His ministry, going around healing the sick, giving deliverance, making whole, preaching, teaching, He did it all to glorify the name of the Father. And therefore, when we pray in Jesus' name, that is also our purpose, to glorify the will of God. It means that we pray according to the will of God and the nature of God. We read what the Lord said about Himself in the Word of God. And we pray about the things He says He wants, God wants. In other words, we allow His Word to shape our prayer. And also it means that we pray in cooperation with the Spirit of God. Within our hearts. Can I please have Romans chapter 8, 26 and 27? Likewise, for the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the heart knows the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. You see how this is all wrapped up here? This scripture is talking about prayer. And I've spoken already about how prayer starts up top, comes around, and goes right back to God. It's done that way through the Spirit. This is how it happens. And this is what happens when we are connected with God. We don't always know what to pray for. How many times have you been caught up in the midst of a storm in your life? It could be anything. Or even, right? You've been praying and praying and praying and praying and praying about something, and you're just out of words. You don't know what to say. Lord, what else? We've all been faced there, facing that situation, been placed there. Even in those times, the Spirit is able to intercede and help us. The Spirit of God guides our praying by promoting us to pray about those things that will bring glory and honor to the Father, that will make His will be done and not ours. All true prayer, as I have mentioned in the past, begins with God. The Spirit in us knows what the Father wants. The Spirit inside of you, inside of me, the Spirit knows what the will of God is. It knows, it's in direct connection. He moves us to pray about those things, helping us to conform our prayers to His will. The Father hears the prayer that has been shaped by the Holy Spirit and that has been offered through a faith relationship through the Lord Jesus. And because the prayer honors the Father and is prayed according to His will, He hears it. And then He answers it. He answers that prayer. And thus, all prayer, do you see how all prayer is circular? This is how it happens. It begins with God, and it ends with God. And all of that is accomplished through the Spirit of God, not on your own. You will never know this. You will never experience it. You will never have a hint or a clue if you are not operating through the Spirit. And this is why it's important to live a spiritual life continuously. This is why it's important to walk, to be filled with the Spirit. Because every single time you pray, the Holy Spirit is working right there with you. Right there. Praise God. I'm going to have a hard time pronouncing this name here, so please forgive me if in case I butcher the pronunciation. A Danish theologian, his name is Søren Kierkegaard. I think that's pretty close. He mentioned this. I ran across this quote. Prayer does not change God, but it changes the prayer. Very simple quote, unquote. And that is the point of all true prayer. It does not serve to alter the plan of God. Not at all. It does serve to change the one who is doing the prayer. So, pray in the Spirit about all and everything that He places in your heart, knowing that He has promised to hear you and to answer you for His glory is key. When we pray through the Spirit, we are glorifying God. His will be done. He will be glorified, no matter what. No matter what you pray for, no matter what the circumstance might be, it is all going to end in the glorification of God. And the Bible invites every single one of us to have the strong prayer life. We see it all over the Bible. The Lord wants you to have this communication. The Lord wants you to have this unity. The Lord wants to develop a close relationship with us. It is possible. It is not impossible. It is not hard. A lot of times people, I do see it. I see it all the time. Oftentimes we are our own enemy. Our minds, our thoughts, our will, our personal convictions come in between you and a closeness with God. The Bible says that we must sacrifice the flesh, right? The Bible says that a way of man is righteous in his own eyes, but it ends up in what? Death. A lot of times when we look at things from our point of view or make assessments from our personal opinions, that will interfere the Spirit that is interceding for you. But rest assured that the Lord still wants you to labor and spend time and be involved in searching for Him and calling out to Him. As it's mentioned in Jeremiah 33:3, we all know this verse. It says, "Call to me, and I will answer you." Plain and simple. No translation needed. Once again, call to capital me. We know when it's capitalized what it means. Call to me. Call thou my digits. Don't be shy. Call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Not only am I going to answer you, you're going to be amazed of what our conversation is going to entail on. You're going to be amazed about what I will show you. You will not be disappointed if you only call upon the name of the Lord. Do you see an open invitation for all of us to have a prayer life with God? Can I please have Isaiah 65:24? "And it shall come to pass that before they call," oh man, do you see the effects of praying in the Spirit? Do you see it? Do you see why it's important to pray in the Spirit? Oh, how we all put stocks on that verse right there, don't we? If we could. Oh, yes. Let me have that verse up there once again, please, on the live stream. There you go. "And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear." Oh, man. Do you see the importance of a Spirit-filled prayer? The Holy Spirit does this. This is what happens when you speak to your God. This is what you should expect. And now, the words of our Lord Jesus in Matthew 21, verses 22. "And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." Praise the Lord. Do you see now the importance of a Spirit-filled prayer? Do you see why it's important for you to walk in the Spirit, to live in the Spirit, to be always connected with God? Prayer is a valuable resource. We should make it one of our top priorities of our lives. And that is to have a healthy prayer life. And I'll be the first to admit, it takes a dedication. It takes commitment. It takes a will. When you have so many things pulling you left and right, when there are things that has to be done at home, your responsibilities, your business, your work, your profession, and everything else in between, a lot of times you have to put it on the agenda and you have to follow the agenda. At this time and this time, this is my prayer time with God. It's important. And it takes effort. It takes labor. Priority time with God. To be in contact with the Lord and to know that He hears us and answers our prayer is a blessing beyond belief. A true blessing. When you know that every single time you pray, the Lord hears, the Lord answers, the Lord acknowledges you. While you're still praying, you get that phone call. While you're still praying, you receive an answer from the angel of God. While you're still praying, the Lord speaks to you directly on a one-on-one basis. It's a blessing beyond belief. Can you imagine? Just imagine. It's wonderful. Praise the Lord. For centuries, one of the chief problems faced by armies had been battlefield communication. Soldiers in battle must be able to speak to their leaders. And the leaders must be able to communicate strategies to their armies. For many years, this was an almost incomparable problem. Many armies depended on runners to carry messages back and forth. With the arrival of the telegraph and telegram, the problem was alleviated, but only to a certain degree. Now, in modern times, in the days that we're living now today, armies communicate using satellite relays. At any time, soldiers on the field can make contact with their superiors, regardless of where they are located in the world. Nearly instant contact is now available. Orders can be relayed. Battlefield updates can be passed through the communication lines. Replacements and provisions can be requested. And decisions and changes can be made that will have immediate impact on the outcome of a battle. Do you understand the importance of communication? Understand one thing. And if you already know this, let this be a reminder. And hold on to this. With all that you have, Christian soldiers have possessed this capacity for thousands of years. Not just when satellite came to place. Understand that. Christian soldiers have possessed the ability to speak with their God instantly for thousands and thousands of years. At any time, we can call on the name of the Lord and we can request for His help, share our burdens with Him, and address any sort of situation that arises in your life. At any time. This should give us great confidence as we serve the Lord of all. This should give us great confidence when we know that the Lord of everything, of the universe, of all the galaxies, hears us when we pray. And answers us when we pray. And I want to let you know this morning that let us commit ourselves to Him and seek His help constantly to be a prayer warrior He would like for us to be. Do you understand the importance now of a prayer warrior? I put a lot of value on prayer warriors. Oh, yes, I do. And I praise the Lord that I have some prayer warriors in this congregation. Would you like to be a prayer warrior? Would you like to fight and join this fight right now through this Spirit? Because that is the only way that we're going to fight. That's the only way that we're going to overcome. It's through the Spirit. And therefore, let us labor. Labor to make the most of prayer at all times, in all things, that He might be glorified in this world and through us. Us who? His church. Through the church. In conclusion this morning, Paul closes this letter of the Ephesians with a prayer for grace, for love and peace for all the saints of God. And I praise the Lord for what I have learned as I have studied and preached my way through this great book, the book of Ephesians. I have been studying the book of Ephesians that has 6 chapters over and over and over again. I was instructed by the Lord to study the book of Romans and Ephesians at the same time. And how it has changed my prayer life between many, many other things. And I challenge you this morning also to spend the time in the book of Ephesians. It's only 6 chapters. You can read the book of Ephesians in one sitting. You can read the book of Ephesians on your lunch break. Literally. You could just... Now, of course, if you study it, I recommend you to slow down. Slow down a little bit. Don't let nothing go over your head. But I praise the Lord for what I have learned just in the last 2 chapters of the book. And like Paul prayed in verses 22, God has truly comforted my heart by teaching me about who I am as a warrior of God and what I possess through the power of the Spirit through our Lord Jesus Christ. I praise the Lord that I know who I am in Christ Jesus. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will reveal to you on a one-on-one basis who you are through the Spirit of God. We fight this good fight for the honor and glory of our King, our Lord. And now, grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen, church?
Amen.
Let's conclude with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we love you. We exalt your name. We worship you. Lord, with all humbleness, with all sincerity, Lord, I pray that we all, Lord, have this urge to come closer to you. I pray, Lord, that you will cast away all doubts, all fear, all hatred, all unforgiveness, all spirit of spirituality and religiosity. I cast it out in Jesus' name. Lord, may we set ourselves aside and focus on you, Lord. May you ignite, Lord, the fire. The Holy Spirit fire, Lord, inside of us. Lord, may we show fruit. Clear fruits, Lord. Fruit of love, patience, gentleness. Lord, I pray that we can walk in the Spirit every single day of our lives. Lord, I pray that you will show to everyone who's participating, Lord, right now, who they are in you. May you open up their eyes for them to see how much you love them, how much you care for them, how much you cherish them, Lord. And for all of us, Lord, who are firm in you, may we exercise, Lord, our powers, our faith. All these things, Lord, that we can accomplish through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we hang on to your promises. Your promises, Lord, are true. And Lord, we thank you that when we pray in the Spirit, things happen. May we always, Lord, walk in the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. Be glorified, Lord, always. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.